5225.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the traditionally charming yet progressive community known as Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of this neighborhood, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Milagro Modern Mexican, located in Old Webster Groves, offers chef-inspired Mexican food, which has earned them numerous awards as St. Louis's best Mexican restaurant. With traditional Mexican fare in a contemporary setting that's casual and family-friendly, they have great happy hour specials, amazing margaritas, local craft beer, and the best tequila selection in St. Louis. Milagro is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, and now open for Sunday brunch. To view their menus or to make a reservation, visit them online at milagromodernmexican.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagine in Webster Groves. For full details, go to webstergroves.org.
It's time to head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center on 2651 Barrett Station Road between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Roads. Experience the spectacular color of October Glory maples, sugar maples, and ginkgo at Sherwood's Forest Nursery. Hundreds of evergreens and shrubs, including limelight hydrangeas, hollies, green giant arbs, and boxwoods have just arrived. All installations by Sherwood's Forest are guaranteed for 2 full years. Choose from thousands of unusual landscape-sized trees, shrubs, and evergreens. It's time to freshen up your landscape with fall mums and pansies in stock now. So head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station, a mile and a half west of I-270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Road. Call 314-966-0028 for a landscape design consultation. That's 966-0028. Sherwood's Forest is open 7 days per week.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Chuck's Boots is your headquarters for Chippewa boots. For the world's most rugged boots, ask for Chippewa boots at Chuck's Boots, the world's largest boot store in Fenton and newly expanded in St. Peter's.
Chuck's Boots never leave my feet.
K. Bova Realty is family owned and operated, and K. never forgets that you have a choice. Visit their website, www.sellingstlewis.com.
Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And we are live at, well, we're always live. I don't know why I make a big deal about that word. But we are at O'Kelly's at the ballpark, just a couple blocks away from the site of Game 1 of the NLCS tonight, with the Cards hosting the Dodgers after that great victory on Wednesday night. And our thanks to Lance and Andrea, the owners of O'Kelly's, for letting us take over their second floor today and have a beautiful view out the window of all the people coming up 4th Street looking for parking and trying to decide, do I go in the $20 lot, the $30 lot, or the $40 lot? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, honey, let's keep driving. We'll find someplace better. We'll have good parking karma today.
Yeah.
And then you end up fluorescent.
There is a lot right next door here. It's $25. I think a lot right behind O'Kelly's is $20.
Yeah, the O'Kelly's lot is $20.
Yeah,
so you can come
bucks.
In and, and then you can spend the rest of that money on the Giganto nachos, which are, I mean, so huge that you'll want to get a take-home box
The volcano of nachos.
Or just get about 10 or 15 people.
What I love about these is the little bit of lettuce that's spread on top. Yes. Because that's what makes it healthy.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
It gives you roughage.
And from our window here, we can see not a single cloud in the sky. Of course, our view is obscured by the glare coming off the Eagleton Courthouse.
Yeah.
But going to be a fantastic night at the ballpark. And I will tell you that today in the Harris Challenge, we may have a few categories that are Redbird related. If you'd like to take a shot at those and the rest, you can call us now, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free is 1-888-550-KTRS. On your cell phones, it's star KTRS. We will play the challenge, and then in the next half hour, Mike Evans will be along from Hollywood, and I'll have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news. And I'm guessing we already have a couple of people lined up on the phones. Kyle, who's first?
Tom is first.
Okay.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah, it is.
And it turned out to be true.
I lost the office pool. Tom, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm just heading to the Cardinal game and hoping for a game one victory.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we have questions and categories all week long. We push that button and they come tumbling out. And here are your choices, Tom. Of course, first is our weekly category, the topical one. Have you been paying attention? And category two is Cardinals history. Or category three, they wore the red. Which one would you like, Tom?
Do Cardinal history.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We'll start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass on any of them, you can come pick it up as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because when that happens, we'll tally up your points and see if you win. If you get 7 points or less, I'll have to punish you. But if you pass the threshold of more than half correct, in other words, 8 points or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right you are, Paul. Everyone that plays will get a shot.
You mean winners and losers?
Winners and losers will get two tickets for Retro Night at the B&B Theater in Wildwood. And this week, that's a Thursday night.
Yep.
And this week, you can see Young Frankenstein.
You know, I have not seen that movie on a big screen since it came out in, what, 1973, 74?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. A long time ago.
Same year as Blazing Saddles. What an amazing year that was for Mel Brooks. That'll be a lot of fun to see on the big screen Thursday night at the B&B.
Dr. Frankenstein.
And what do our winners get to choose from?
Our winners get to choose from a dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop
donuts.
In Florissant or Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And you'll have a choice of a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs with several locations, including one in Westport.
Subliminal.
Or we have two family four-packs. Opening night, which is Thursday night for Ringling Brothers Circus at the Scott Trade Center.
Cool.
On October 17th.
Now, that's what you can choose from, but yes. If you get 15 points, we call that the clean sweep, and then you get all of the prizes we just mentioned, a prize package of the value well over
$1 million.
That's what you're playing for here today, Tom. The category is Cardinals history. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. In which of these states do the Cardinals not have a minor league franchise? Tennessee, Arizona, or New Jersey?
New Jersey.
Tom? No, it's Arizona. Which NL rival did the Cardinals play in the first game at Busch Stadium, May 12, 1966? Was it the Cubs? It was the Atlanta Braves, who they beat 4-3. Who did the Cardinals beat in the 1964 World Series?
The Tigers.
New York Yankees. In what decade did the Cardinals have their highest winning percentage and take home three world championships? Was it the 40s, the 60s, or the 80s?
The 40s.
Correct. The teams that the Cards beat in the 85 and 87 LCS were both from the same state. What state was it?
Illinois.
No, if you remember in 85, well, in Illinois, that would have to be the Cubs or the White Sox. That didn't happen. In 1985, there was a little go crazy, folks, moment for Ozzie. Mm. And then a couple of days later, Jack Clark hit the game winner. And so that would mean
California.
That was the Dodgers. Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah. The other team was the San Francisco Giants. And so we needed California for the answer there, Tom. By the way, you said the Brewers. I was asking about Busch Stadium, May 12th, 1966. And that was the Atlanta Braves. So let's see here. All you got was the four-pointer for the 1940s, and unfortunately that's not past the punishment threshold. And so here now to punish you, I want you to imagine that you're in some lounge. Maybe it's a hotel lounge somewhere, and a guy gets up there, and he's kind of an old-timer, maybe in his 60s or 70s, maybe silver hair, and he decides, well, it's kind of a classic rock night, so I'm going to do something for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frankie Randall.
Yes.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in your eyes.
Yeah, sing it, Frankie.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
All right, that's enough. I can see.
Oh, yeah.
I can see Frankie with the loosened tie, because that's what the kids like.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend and go Cards.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you very much for playing. All right, we move on to our next contestant. And who's that, Kyle?
We have Dan.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the Harris Challenge. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing good.
You. All right, Dan, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap pluck opportunity.
Just ready for the weekend and spending with the family.
All right, we have three categories for you to choose from. Have you been paying attention? They wore the red, or our new third category, the modern Cardinals.
Well, I am not a baseball fan at all, so I guess I'd have to do paying attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a public policy poll, which of these has the lowest approval rating? Dog poop, hemorrhoids, or Congress?
Congress.
Correct. What award was won today by a global chemical weapons watchdog group?
The Nobel.
Correct. Which piece of U.S. currency was released with a new design this week in a continuing effort to frustrate forgers?
$100 bill.
Correct. Who was the second American to orbit the Earth who died this week at age 88?
Glenn.
Scott Carpenter. And now here's your five-pointer. You need this for the win. Who did President Obama nominate as the first woman to head the Federal Reserve this week?
I have no idea. Hillary Clinton.
What? Oh, you're so close, except that you should have said Janet Yellen. And when I said you're close, what I meant was you mentioned a human female. And the answer is a human female, but it's not the one you mentioned. Her name's Janet Yellen. By the way, Scott Carpenter was the second American to orbit the Earth. John Glenn, who was the first, who is really our third American in space, but the first to orbit the Earth, is now the only surviving member of the Mercury 7 astronauts, the first group of seven who were picked to go up into space. So, Dan, you got the one, the two, and the three, and that's only six. So, yes, I will have to punish you as well. Back to the lounge for more Mr. Frankie Randall.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know about the little tricks you play.
Hey,
yeah. And never see when you look at me how quick I lose my way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's a look at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while
sing it, Frankie. Don't forget to tip your waitresses.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Okay, that's enough. Dan learned his lesson, didn't you, Dan?
I did.
Yeah, sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Let's see
who's
up next. Kyle?
We have Mark.
Okay, Mark, welcome to the Harris Challenge. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, hey, guys. Basically, just want to say go Cards, go Mizzou, and go Blues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah,
We have They Wore the Red, the Modern Cardinals, or our new third category, They Did That.
Oh, let's go with Modern Cardinals.
60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Cardinals ace pitched on opening day this year, 2013?
Adam Wainwright.
Correct. What animal ran across home plate during a Skip Schumacher at-bat in the 2011 NLDS and became a rallying mascot for the Cardinals?
It was the rally squirrel.
Correct. In what year did the Cardinals play their first game in Busch Stadium 3?
2006.
Correct. True or false, over 3 million fans have attended Cardinal games every season in the 21st century?
True.
No, it's false. How many women are part of Team Fredbird? How many women are part of Team Fredbird, which entertains the fans at Busch Stadium? Is it 7, 11, or 15?
I'm going to say 11.
Oh, you should have. Oh, you did say 11 is correct.
All right. All right.
Nicely done. By the way, the only time in the 21st century they have not drawn 3 million or more fans was 2003 when they had 2.91 million.
Oh.
And I blame myself. I didn't go that year.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Mark, you got everything but the 4, so that's 11 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Stand by, and we'll tell you how you get your prizes. Thank you very much. Hang on. Have a great weekend, and we will meet contestant number 4, Kyle.
John.
Okay, John, welcome to the Big 550. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, Paul, how's it going? I was just hoping to bring home a victory tonight.
Okay, do you want They Wore the Red or They Did That? They're both Cardinals categories.
Let's do They Wore the Red.
Okay, 60 seconds on the... It's not, you know, from the title, you have no idea what's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... 50-50, you either get a good category or you don't. They Wore the Red is the category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did the Cardinals give a 1962 red Corvette to on September 8th, 1998?
Sam Usual.
Mark McGwire. Which former St. Louis Cardinal was National League Rookie of the Year in 2001?
Pass.
Which Cardinals player was known for his bright red soul patch?
Pass.
Which former St. Louis Cardinals outfielder and restaurant owner has the middle name Patrick?
Mike Shannon.
Jim Edmonds. For 1 point each, name 5 of the 12 men whose uniform numbers have been retired by the Cardinals.
Stan, Ozzie, Lou Brock, Whitey Herzog, Red Shandy.
That's 5. Right before the buzzer, the others are Enos Slaughter, Tony La Russa, Dizzy Dean, Ken Boyer, Bruce Sutter, Bob Gibson, and, of course, you got Augie Bush and Rogers Hornsby and Jack Buck.
And the soul patch was Scott Spezio.
That's correct.
Couldn't remember his name.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year in 2001. You probably haven't heard of him. This is kind of an obscure player. I'm sorry I threw it in. Albert Pujols. let's see how you did here. You got the 5-pointer, and that's all. So that means I have to punish you as well. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the lounge here at O'Kelly's at the ballpark, the musical stylings of Mr. Frankie Randall.
Oh, I can see so far. You took advantage of my trust in you while I was far away.
Okay, that's enough. Let's get right to our fifth contestant here today.
Hey.
Kyle, that's enough.
Hey, try the nachos, everybody. Thank you.
Don't forget, Thursdays are ladies' nights here at Frankie Randall's. Who's our fifth contestant, Kyle?
We have Mick.
Okay, Mick. Is it Mick with an M or... Nick with a C.
With an M.
Mick what? With an M.
Nick.
Nick with an M.
Nick with an M or Mick with a C? Wow.
Oh,
is that a CK or just
you know what it is?
C.
I'm breathing fresh air, which is... We're doing the show today in a beautiful bar, and the windows are open, and we're breathing fresh air. And for those of you used to doing radio in a studio in air conditioning, it throws me off. My mental chemistry is wrong.
That's right. And we're not drinking.
So, really, that's your excuse? Okay. Mick, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, everybody wished the Cards, Mizzou, and Blues, but the Rams need it more than anybody, so good luck to them.
Oh, I think the Rams have a very good chance of watching the Cardinals on TV.
Yeah.
your category, Mick, with an M, is they did that. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Cardinal was the only player in Major League history to hit two grand slams in the same inning?
Fernando Tatis.
Right. 16 Cardinals have won 20 MVP awards, making them second in Major League history. Which team is first with 22 MVP awards?
Yankees.
Correct. What award was Chris Carpenter the last Cardinal to win?
Cy Young.
Correct. True or false, in the history of the franchise, the Cards have never been involved on either side of a perfect game?
That's true.
It is true. Within 100, how many victories did the Cards have with Tony La Russa as their manager?
1,200.
1,408. Mm. Against 1,182 losses. That's a win percentage of 544 plus two World Series victories. I always like to mention that because we still have people in Cardinal Nation, I hate La Russa, he sucks!
Yeah.
Only the winningest manager in the franchise history. Mick, you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4. You didn't get the clean sweep, but you did get enough points to win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, so that's about 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
And I'm sure traffic is starting to pick up around downtown area, and we're going to check in with Tim Weiland. Is that Tim with a T or a C?
What do you Tim? Mean start? What do you mean starting to pick up? It's been like this since you guys went on the air.
Oh, that happens every day we go on the air. The crowds go crazy.
Yeah, go crazy, folks. No. Go crazy.
Yeah, this is pretty exceptional with these games in town. Boy, traffic is just crazy. And right now they have cleared that accident on southbound 270 just before 55. But traffic is pretty well jammed up now from Olive all the way down through Highway 55. Yeah, it loosens up a little bit past Tesson Ferry, but it stays remains slow. Now, if you're heading into the baseball game on eastbound 40, looks like we're slow between Clarkson and Mason. You're heavy again from Highway 270 in through Big Bend. Eastbound 70 looks a little bit better. You're just slow east of Madison to the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 170, stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. You're slow on eastbound 270 now from Missouri Bottom all the way around through West Florissant. And then westbound 70, some slow pockets from the Blanchett Bridge out through Cave Springs. And then from Cave Springs to Mid Rivers Mall Drive, you have stop and go traffic there. Southbound 141, you're slow now south of Big Bend to Highway 44. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Did you know that Walmart carries quality auto batteries? They even have EverStart Max auto batteries starting at just $84.97. So make sure your car starts the first time every time. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-400-3488. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-400-3488. 1-800-400-3488. 3488.
Any appliance store can sell appliances, but that doesn't mean they know appliances.
At Sleiman Brothers, we know everything about every brand we sell, and we are happy to spend as much time with you as you'd like so that you make the right purchase for the right situation. When we say, try us, you'll like us, we say it for a reason, because when you visit Sleiman Brothers, there's a Sleiman in every store, and we know what true personal service means. Plus, our low prices, expert advice, and free delivery keep our customers coming back. So whether your appliance is conked out, they're getting old and tired, or you're doing a complete remodel, we have the top quality brands like Whirlpool that fit your needs. Save a trip to the big box stores and visit one of our three family-owned locations, South County, South City, or Baldwin. Your friends and neighbors already have, because they know that at Sleiman Brothers, we make it easy to buy your Whirlpool appliances.
At Sleiman Brothers, try us, you'll like us.
Remember Bob and Sarah, who are suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo?
That's us!
They flipped through the decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but none of that cured their bad case of decoratophobia. Then Sarah made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Yep, she went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke and DePere is the home of Decorator Select wall coverings. Choose your wall coverings today, take it home and hang it today. And if you don't see your pattern, new patterns are arriving weekly. And if paint is your choice and you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the DePere location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds to help you overcome your decoratophobia.
We're cured! It's a miracle!
Reinecke Decorating Centers has two locations on Manchester Road in DePere and in Brentwood.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder, it's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
If you've tried refinancing your underwater mortgage and think you can't, think again. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. And at Shore Mortgage, we're refinancing underwater homeowners who were recently turned down by their banks. Call our homeowner hotline right now at 800-523-HOME to learn more. If you owe more than your house is worth, you've got to call Shore Mortgage today. It'll only take you 5 minutes on the phone on our homeowner hotline, 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
Hey, Mom, look at all the broken glass.
Oh, yeah?
It's so pretty. Can I play with it?
Okay. Just make sure your homework gets done.
Mom, look. I made a parachute out of sheets.
You did?
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
Wow, that's great, sweetie.
I know. I'm gonna jump off the roof.
Okay.
You wouldn't let your child do these things. If they're under 8, letting them ride without a booster seat is just as dangerous. Boost and buckle. Arrive alive. Visit SaveMoLives.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hi, everybody. Buddy, Terry Hall here. Be sure to join me for This Week in Real Estate this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. That's right, from 4 to 6 p.m. this Saturday. Saturday at 4, we'll discuss, among other things, buying foreclosures as investments or to live in, how to market your home to get the most money, real estate commissions, how to save on them, and how you buy your first home with less than $1,000, and a whole lot more. This Week in Real Estate this Saturday, starting at 4, going till 6. Join me on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Sing it one more time, why don't you?
Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yes, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. This the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's, great place to go. If you're going for dinner tomorrow night, you may be able to squeeze in a reservation right after Cardinal victory number 2, because that's a 3 o'clock start tomorrow.
Yes.
And then, you know, you can get dinner at 6:30, 7 o'clock and celebrate at Annie Gunn's. Or maybe you want to stop off during the day tomorrow at the Smokehouse Market and get some stuff to take home that you can serve to everybody coming over to the place to watch the game at your house. They're both in the Chesterfield Valley, both great places. And they both sponsor this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
Hello?
Hello, Mike. How are you? Mike.
What the hell's going on there?
Mike, we are broadcasting today from O'Kelly's at the ballpark, a beautiful place just 2 blocks from Busch Stadium, where our Cardinals will take on your Dodgers in just about 1 hour.
Yeah, and I want to say, you know, Annie Gunn's, I'm so happy to have them as a sponsor. I always eat at Annie Gunn's every time I'm in St. Louis. And after the Cardinals lose, it'd be a great place. You'll forget all about it. It is such a great place. You'll be so happy and thrilled and excited about the food, the drink, the atmosphere, that you'll be over the game in no time. So there you go. Whatever.
Now, Mike, I'm trying to remember, how many weeks ago was it that you predicted exactly what has happened here, the Cardinals versus the Dodgers in the
3.5
ALCS,
months,
right?
Ago. They were 12 games out, and they were 10 games below 500 when I said the Dodgers would win the National League West, play St. Louis, and eventually play the Boston Red Sox in the World Series.
How about that? It's
hard to believe I'd be wrong at this point, isn't it?
Yeah. Hard to believe you're going to be wrong, though, for the World Series.
That's a darn shame. You had a good run.
I mean, I learned a long time ago when I traveled with the Dodgers and the Angels, and then when I was with New York, the Yankees and the Mets and the Islanders and the Rangers and the Giants and the Jets. You know, whatever happens tonight, you know, whoever wins. Nothing I can do about it or you can do about it. I'm just glad that is St. Louis and the Dodgers. I mean, those are my two favorite teams. So, I'll be pulling for the Dodgers, but if St. Louis moves forward, I'll be happy about that, too. So there you go.
What do you think Albert Pujols is thinking? Is there any word out there? What does the media say out there?
It was one huge abortion. Bringing him out here was horrible. I got a question for you. When they introduce all the players and coaches on the sideline on the foul line today as the first game, how will St. Louis react when they introduce the Dodger batting coach Mark McGwire?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
they'll cheer.
Yeah, I think they'll cheer him.
Yeah, I think
that's
they will.
Cardinal
St.
Louis
is a great city.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're classy that way. We treated the Pirates that well when they came in here after not getting in the playoffs those years. And remember, 2004, we got swept in 4 games by the Boston Red Sox for their first ever World Series title. And Cardinals fans stayed in Busch Stadium to cheer for them.
Yeah, I know. They're great. They're great fans. Never misbehave, win or lose. They're great. And you know what? And they produced my wife, Cheryl, the greatest thing that ever happened to me. So I had 2 kids who went to University of Missouri up in Columbia. I had another daughter that went to Southwest Missouri State. They all went to Kickapoo High School in Springfield. So, hey, I'll be watching Missouri against Georgia tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah. Big game. Yeah.
Pop quiz question. We've been talking about celebrities and their hobbies. Name the name of the celebrity who is a full-fledged, over-the-top Trekkie. He has all the moves, all the movies, all the books, all the autographs, the pictures, everything. Is it Jerry Seinfeld? Is it Johnny Depp? Is it Ben Stiller? Answer in a minute. 2 sad nuggets. The first one, Lea Michele, not over the death of her boyfriend and Glee co-star Corey Monteith, says she's reminded of him everywhere she goes. The house that they share, the set of the show she works, even just watching television shows they used to watch together. And the other sad note is more than sad. It's just unbelievably tragic. Minnesota Viking running back Adrian Peters got a divorce about 8 months ago last night. His ex-wife's boyfriend beat his 2-year-old son to death.
Oh man,
horrible just story. Took him off a respirator, the little 2-year-old boy, about 4 or 5 hours ago, but he was brain dead. He was pronounced dead. Adrian Peterson is now making funeral arrangements. What a horrible story.
This is why I believe in the death penalty.
I agree. legal docket. The Jackson family AEG trial is over. Now Wade Robson is suing Michael Jackson's estate for about $20 million. Wade says that Michael Jackson molested him for years when he was a child. This is a case of he said, but one of the he said is dead. So I don't know how Michael Jackson is going to testify or protect himself against these charges, but I think this is a very strange case. Movie news opening today, Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks, Oscar worthy, four stars. I can't think of a movie I liked better than Captain Phillips.
Did you like this more than Gravity?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Gravity, I liked Captain Phillips a lot.
I gave Captain Phillips 8 out of 10. I gave Gravity 9 out of 10. But they're both fantastic movies.
Other than the effects, Gravity is kind of goofy. Captain Phillips being a true story, and I love true stories. Also opening today is the old Romeo and Juliet set back in the original time period. It is slow. It is dull. It is lame. It is stale. It is creepy. It is dull. It is DOA. Rated R. 116 minutes. Romeo and Juliet, one star. Got some TV news. NCIS beat Big Bang Theory in the ratings for the first time this year. Surprise. Also, FX Network coming out with a new show. It's called Fargo. Picks up where the movie left off. Sort of strange. Don't know exactly what the deal is. None of the stars from the show, from the movie, will be in this Fargo, but Billy Bob Thornton will be a big part of it, and it will also be written by the Coen brothers. NFL has a deal with HBO guarantee that a team will appear on their Hard Knock show. They have another 3 years on their contract. No NFL team wants to do it. Now the HBO is insisting, so the NFL, after the season, they'll draw straws. The losing team will have to open their doors to Hard Knocks.
Huh.
A couple of quick sports shorts. One of my best friends, boxing champion Tim Bradley. Tim and Monica, his wife, and Cheryl and I hang out together. Just wonderful folks. Tim Bradley fighting on pay-per-view Saturday on HBO against Manuel Marquez. Last time Marquez fought, he threw a right hand that knocked Manny Pacquiao literally out cold for 5 minutes. I was with Tim on Monday. It's going to be a big fight in Vegas. HBO, I'll keep my fingers crossed. And the other big sports story, of course, the L.A. Dodgers on their way to winning the National League West. They've already done that. Now the National League pennant and the World Series. As I have before mentioned, Dodgers and Boston in the World Series. And on your pop quiz, Dan, just give your money away. Who's the trackie? Ben Stiller, Johnny Depp, or Jerry Seinfeld?
Ben Stiller.
I'm going to go Ben Stiller.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Answer's Ben Stiller. Hey, come on, St. Louis, sing along. It'll hop Friday, no work to Monday. We're going to play today. It'll hop Friday. Good luck to Tim Bradley. Welterweight championship fight, Las Vegas, Saturday. Good luck to the St. Louis Cardinals, because you're going to need it when you get beat by the night. Lily Okalani, Lani, Lani, okay. Hello, two in the car, and I am who you are. Why would I look at me, kick, cock, cock, who you are? Aloha, who you are, mahalo, new, aloha.
Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Hit it, Kyle.
It's Aloha Friday.
or you can hit the Knuckleheads theme.
There we go.
That's the music that needs to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Just time for a couple of quick ones here. Topeka, Kansas, 25-year-old Christopher Wenberg was listening to some music on his headphones while walking on the train tracks. That's why he didn't hear the freight train headed his way. The engineer slowed down and blew the horn, but he couldn't stop before hitting Chris, who literally never knew what hit him. But once the train left, Chris promptly got up and called someone on his cell phone and walked away. Went to the hospital, had some minor cuts on his legs and shoulders. He's okay. Bad news. It's against the law to walk on the train tracks. He could be cited for criminal trespass. Meanwhile, in West Palm Beach, Florida, as a tri-rail train was pulling out of the station, a 32-year-old guy realized he had left his cell phone on a bench in the station. So he pulled the emergency cord and kicked out an emergency exit window and jumped out while the train was still moving. Unfortunately, he landed on the next set of tracks where he was immediately hit by an incoming train. He was taken to St. Mary's Medical Center in extremely critical condition. No word on what happened to the phone. And we finished in Port Charlotte, Florida, where Jimmy Dwayne Whipple, and I'm telling you right now, in all the years I've been doing Knuckleheads in the News, there's always a Jimmy Dwayne Whipple. Jimmy Dwayne Whipple told the police to report a stolen gun, but he shouldn't have. When deputies went to his house, they ran Jimmy Dwayne Whipple's name through the system and discovered that Jimmy Dwayne Whipple is a convicted felon and therefore barred from possessing firearms. And to make matters worse, the deputies saw all sorts of drug paraphernalia in Jimmy Dwayne Whipple's house. So he was busted on drug charges as well as illegal possession of a gun. Those are the knuckleheads in the news for today. I'll have more on my weekend show, America Weekend, which airs midnight Saturday and Sunday here on the Big 5 KTRS. And thanks to our friends here at Kelly's at the O'Kelly's at the ballpark, especially Lance and Andrea, the owners, who are ready for you to come by and stop in and grab something on your way to the ballpark tonight or afterwards, or to just watch the game on the many big screen TVs they have here. They're at South 4th Street at Gratiot. I'm Paul Harris for Dan and Ian. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
All right, let's get another look at traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Poor Kyle, man, getting thrown into the hot seat with you guys.
Oh, it's yeah.
He did a fine job.
Yeah, he did a great job.
He did a great job. I felt
it's Aloha Friday.
Stop that.
I felt...
You felt bad?
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. Make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
Mizzou football has a long and rich history, and at Callier & Thompson Kitchen & Bath, they also have history on their side. Since 1955, Callier & Thompson Kitchen & Bath has been making dreams a reality. If you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen or bath, make sure to call Callier & Thompson at 636-391-9099. Let their certified kitchen and bath designers work with you on creating the kitchen or bath of your dreams. Callier & Thompson Kitchen & Bath, proud to support Missouri football.
65, do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-5614 in the next 10 minutes. Breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-5614. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-5614.
Hope. You should never be without it, especially when faced with the devastating news of a cancer diagnosis. St. Louis University Cancer Center gives its patients and their families the confidence they need by offering world-class care. Learn more at slucarecenter.org. Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, live and local. Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. No deal announced of the debt ceiling or shutdown after the president met with Republican senators and talked